Earlier this week, the Seattle City Council and the Washington Transportation Department officials exchanged some very heated words about Bertha, the deep boring tunnel that's stuck under the Seattle waterfront. The city has commissioned a study to find out about the continued safety of the viaduct above Bertha. When and if Bertha finishes her tunneling work, the Alaskan Way Viaduct is going to disappear altogether. And that means Seattle's iconic Pike Place Market can expand. Plans include retail spaces, a brewery, and a broad staircase that leads from the market down to the waterfront. It's an ambitious project, but it's pricey, $73 million to be exact. $9 million of that is being raised by the Market Foundation. In order to raise that money, the foundation's been selling plaques shaped like hoofprints and charms that are going to adorn the market walls and floors. Murad Habibi is a member of the Pike Place Market Historical Commission. He opposes the sale of the plaques.
The way that the pricing is right now is that the hoofprints are about $5,000 and the charms are about $180,000. Those bigger displays would mean that you'd have to have larger donations. And right now, I mean, talking to some constituents in the market is that $180, who actually is a lot of money for people who work in the market,
yeah,
let alone $5,000 for a hoofprint or, you know, beyond that. So it would be targeted towards more corporations rather than individuals. And, I mean, there's no distinction right now between, you know, an individual and a company making a donation.
I'm a little confused because there are tiles on the floor of the Pike Place Market that have people's names. So how is that different from the hoofprints and the charms?
We have to go back about 30 years. So back in the early 80s, what happened was is that the market was in disrepair. The tiles were put into place, and some other donor recognition was put into place to raise funds to pay back a finance group. So that was the crisis that happened. And this happened, you know, time after time to raise money for capital projects. But the commission at that time said, well, this is becoming too pervasive. It's no longer becoming the anonymous, you know, aspects of the market, which it was always tended to be for a public market. So that's when they put in the guideline to essentially discourage public displays of recognition. My question has been, well, you're asking for an exception to this guideline. Well, what's so exceptional about this? Like, why does a one-time donation mean that you have to have a permanent space on a public building?
Did the Market Foundation, when it decided it was going to sell hoofprints and charms to raise $9 million, come to the Historical Commission or whoever they need to do to ask permission to do that?
They did not. So all of the charms and the hoofprints and all of the things that are being marketed haven't been approved by the Historical Commission.
I'm speaking with Murad Habibi. He's a member of the Pike Place Market Historical Commission, but he's here speaking as a resident of the market and a concerned citizen. There's going to be a meeting about this. What do you expect to happen at that meeting?
The proposal is the application of the waterfront project. And included that is the public displays of recognition. So a couple of things could happen. The commission could approve it. It could also decide to say we're going to approve the portions that are not necessarily controversial, which is actually the building in itself, but then separate out the donor recognition and on its own vote. So there is that option.
You, as we have just said, you've disqualified yourself from voting on this issue because you have been outspoken. You're here talking about it. You're opposed to this idea. I'm curious, why did you decide to do that instead of going to the commission and voting no?
I wasn't necessarily biased one way or the other as far as like making up my decision. I wanted to have a conversation. And in these meetings, they're quasi-judicial and you act as a judge. So I didn't want to essentially have any bias, you know, as far as to other the commissioners, because it shouldn't be based upon procedural, did I say this or did I not say this, and what did I intend, but it should be based upon the guidelines.
So have you recused yourself from all of the voting on the waterfront project?
Yes.
Just curious, what will happen to donations and the foundation's portion of the payment if the Historical Commission doesn't approve the idea to reward donors with these plaques?
We've asked that question. We haven't gotten a straight answer. The foundation and the PDA, the operations group, they have been pretty much pushing this forward as if it's going to happen, despite our input.
I'm thinking, as you're talking, Murad, about the many public buildings and public-private partnership buildings that bear people's names. Mm-hmm. Just downtown, there's Benaroya Hall. There's the Seattle Art Museum, which has got the names of donors emblazoned on the wall. What better way is there to reward donors who help pay for expansion of public amenities like the market without, you know, a plaque or a tile or a charm?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that question has been asked over for the last, you know, 20-some years. Like, the same conversations we're having now were the same ones that we had 20, 30 years ago. And one thing is that if you make a donation to, you know, Benaroya Hall, like, your name goes on the playbill for that night, and that's about it. Also, it's not a historical building. So there's that difference as well. This is the market's funded, you know, by public dollars. This new expansion is roughly about $73 million, give or take. And the majority of that is being funded by local, state, and federal dollars. Public covers everybody.
Murad Habibi is a member of the Pike Place Market Historical Commission. Ben Franz Knight is executive director of the Pike Place Market Preservation and Development Authority. The authority manages the market. Franz Knight says selling plaques to raise money for the market expansion is just one small part of the overall project.
It's an important part of the project. It's the a part of the fundraising campaign that the foundation is leading, and it's an opportunity for the community to engage in the project, much as folks have in the past with tiles throughout the market. And there's several components of it. There's hoof prints, there's market charm that you can have your name on that will hang on some of the railings in the project, and some other opportunities. And so that's one small component of the project. We've presented the Historic Commission. I personally have presented the Historic Commission with over 23 briefings on this whole project over the last 3 years. And this is a project that includes 300 parking spaces, 40 units of low-income senior housing, 12,000 square feet of new retail, and over 30,000 square feet of new public view space that will connect from the Desimone Bridge out and down to the waterfront.
Franz Knight disagrees with Habibi's assertion that commemorative fundraising would lead to the corporatization of the Pike Place Market.
You know, I really don't understand it. There's a long history of community engagement, as folks know, and passion for the Pike Place Market, and this is one way for the public to really have a role in the project itself.
Ben Franz Knight, executive director of the Pike Place Market Preservation and Development Authority. The PDA presents its application for a $73 million market expansion to the Pike Place Market Historical Commission tonight.